Good morning. My guest this morning is Chris Herod, and he's going to be telling us about a benefit for victims of the Sonoma County fires, Guitars with Heart. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So where did this idea come from, and how does it work?
Well, of course, while the fires were happening, a lot of us were wondering what we're going to do to help. And around that time, maybe shortly afterwards, a couple of guitar players I knew from my involvement with the Healdsburg Guitar Festival were basically asking me, what can we do? Is there going to be a benefit concert? And I saw that there wasn't, and so I thought probably there should be one.
Right.
And so I just started to put this together. It came about quickly and pretty naturally. As a director of the Healdsburg Guitar Festival, I knew a lot of people who played the guitar very well, and a few of them that were close by enough to do this and were willing to volunteer their time. And so, of course, I'm very grateful to these performers. They're very talented, and we're
some great names.
Yeah, we're really fortunate to have them. And I came to Shed in Healdsburg, which is a venue I was acquainted with because of a few shows they've done for the Healdsburg Jazz Festival there. And it's mostly a food place, but they've got a beautiful room upstairs. And the owner, one of the owners, Doug Lipton, is a guitar guy. And I knew he'd be receptive to the idea. And they were very enthusiastic. I'm super excited to be working with them on this.
I noticed that among others that will be playing is Mark Taylor, who is sort of an unlikely flamenco guitarist, but a wonderful one.
He's a great guy. And he lived in Healdsburg a long time. Where I'm from, and so I've known him for a long time, but I haven't heard him play in a very long time. Actually, a fellow who Mark Berry, is a local guitar builder, came into the office where I work at Luthier's Mercantile. We sell woods and tools to guitar builders, so guitar builders come in often, and he said, "Oh, Mark is just doing such amazing things these days," and I was not surprised to hear that, but I'm really excited to hear him play.
Right. Also, it's going to feature a display of handmade guitars.
That's right. Something that came from my involvement with the Guitar Festival, which is really centered around an exhibit of handmade guitars. So there again, I called some old friends. And we're just shoring up the lineup now, but I have local luthiers Tyler Wells. I have Jeff Luttrell. Megan Wells, no relation. She's going to have a mandolin there. And we've got Harry Fleischman and Tom Rebecki, and the great, illustrious Steve Klein is going to have a guitar there. And so all these are going to be really, really great to see if you're a guitar person or not. They're just lovely instruments, works of art, and people enjoy seeing them, whether they're players or not. But certainly if you are a player, you should come by and check out these instruments. But there'll be a few others added to that list too here shortly.
And also wine and beer.
Yep, very grateful for donations from Orsi Family Vineyards. My friend Dick Schultz will be pouring his wines. And then, of course, the Bear Republic Brewing Company, who's such a great supporter of our community, will have some beer there for us to sell. All proceeds go to the victims of the fire, and we're working with the Redwood Credit Union Fire Relief Fund.
Great.
Yeah.
I live in Larkfield, and I came very close, and there's awful stuff all around me, and I would like to see it addressed as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, you know, as the headlines fade away, the need continues on.
That's
and
right.
So, I mean, there's this fundraiser, there's many others, and I just want to encourage the community to keep giving. And of course, everybody's been so great and come forth with their generosity, their talents, their cash. And but we got to keep it going. Even after the headlines are gone, there's still a great need in our community. So.
A number of people can call for information?
Actually, the best place to go is the Shed website. And so it's Healdsburg Shed, S-H-E-D.com. And go to their events section. You'll see the event listed there, and you can buy your tickets there.
Great.
Yeah.
Chris, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. Remember, it's Sunday, November 19th at the Shed.